This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots going on in the news today. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three, gazillion, yes, I'm trying to. The lips and the tongue aren't working right. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. But mostly I want you to listen to the show. That's why you tuned in, right, to listen to the show. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You know, I actually enjoy poking the left because they're so easy. Now, I think I was telling some of you yesterday that my recent piece about Mr. Obama, you know, we don't need no stinking laws kind of thing. Remember, how many of you guys remember that from Blazing Saddles, right? Where when they were getting all the I don't know, the thugs, murderers, whatever. Can you still say that on the radio? Can you still say thugs? So they're getting all these guys together, and you know when Hedley Lamarr hands them their badges, the bandidos, they throw the badges down and say, you know, we don't need no stinking badges, right? So that was kind of the title of my piece that I wrote yesterday was we don't need no stinking laws, says Obama, because he doesn't need laws. He makes them up as he goes. He decides who's where, what's how. We all know that. This is nothing new. And so in my piece I wrote, the dictator's at it again, right? Mr. Obama really has a mental health issue. Oh, and right away people are upset that I would say that. Because, you know, I'm a role model for kids, you know, because I'm on a school board. Every kid, every child in high school or junior high school looks up to their school board member, don't they? Let me tell you what. If they bumped into their school board member in the street, the school board member had a bunch of $100 bills in his pocket, they still wouldn't know who he was or she. And I could have put this one in two ways. I could have said either he has mental health issues or total disregard for the law. He really believes that the Constitution doesn't apply to him. In which case, you'd have to say he must have a mental health issue because none of the normal day-to-day things that seem to apply to every other president, they don't seem to apply to him at all. And after nearly 8 years, he still has figured out that he's not a dictator. He's not a king. He's not our supreme leader. He's not our grand poobah. Yes, you Flintstone freaks will know what that is. Now he's just the president of this little republic. Not democracy, but this little republic known as the United States. Now, either this constitutional professor doesn't understand it, or he doesn't think it applies to him. You see, he can't just whip out his pen every time he feels like issuing an edict and expect everyone will fall in line, like good little Borg drones, you know? But he does. He's been doing this since he arrived on the scene. He did it with Homeland Security. He's done it with the EPA. He's done it with a whole bunch of these groups. And you got to go up to the website, check out the article, because I don't want to read the whole thing to you. I don't want to comment on the whole thing, but here's the deal. I bring up the fact that this new transgender thing that he signed into, interesting. Yeah, this whole this whole transgender thing that he has brought up, right? That he signed into whatever he signed into. Yeah, you know, he obviously doesn't understand how this works. Well, if you're not getting to listen live, I don't know what to tell you. We're gonna have to fix it after the break. But the again, the thing with it is this. Yeah, no, I get easily tripped up. What can I tell you? For less than 1% of the population identifies as transgender. We've got hundreds of veterans out of work. We've got hundreds of veterans that need medical care. We have hundreds of veterans that need financial help. And the only thing that he'll sign, the only thing that he'll push, he won't fire anybody at the VA. He won't push anything on the VA. Nothing. And I still don't know why. I don't know what the problem is. Right? So, but the transgender issue is the, you know, it's almost like all those issues that he thinks are important are the only thing that's important, right? Global climate change, warming, cooling is the biggest threat to these United States ever. ISIS, I guess, falls at 22 or something. Right? The transgender bathroom issue is much more important than the veterans. Much more. Even though we've got these guys dying on a daily basis. But nobody cares. Well, he cares. Does he care? How could he care if he won't do anything about it? That's my question. And you guys that get all, I don't know, bent out of shape over it? Why? I know, because you're not. No, I was going to read the comments, but I'm not going to do it now. I will at some point, but I'm not going to do it now. So, the, anyway, the comments go down to say that here I am as a school board member being a bad example for the kids because of what I say about the president. Here's something, here's a novel thing, an extremely novel thing. See, I'm not making fun of the president, the seat of the presidency, okay? And I'm exercising free speech. Our founding fathers instituted the Free Speech Amendment. Why? Why do you think they did that? So you could make fun of the government. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Guess who joins us after the break? Corey Duncan, that's right. Corey Duncan joins us after the break. I am Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I was just commenting on, if you want to learn more about me and the show, head over to therealside.com. That's therealside.com. So I was just commenting on the piece that I wrote that just got so many nasties. And don't understand. And that I'm talking about how Mr. Obama loves just to write these little laws of his. And one of them was the transgender law. And I was talking about the transgender law and, you know, how he broke the law by pushing that on the public schools. Yeah, it's not something anybody wants to see. How the transgender laws... you can't force him on every public. He doesn't have that authority. Now, the Attorney General said, well, no, it's done under Title IX. And again, as I said the other night, Title IX does not cover transgenders. But But when you read this, when you read my article, the shallow-minded, low IQ readers think I'm talking about transgender, so they go, ah, you know, totally out of their minds, right? And I think what he's done is he's poking the sleeping giant here. Because even Democrats, even people that lean left, have come, have come out and said, whoa, how do I protect my daughter? How do I protect my son? You know, whatever the scenario is. Now, there's some of you who think this is nothing, it's no big deal, it's always been going on. But here's the difference. In the past, right, the transgender groups or what have you, or students at the school would go tell the administration about it and what they were doing. And that's how it would get worked out. Nowadays, it's just, you just go and come as you please. And in California, it's even worse. You can't ask any questions. If your 12-year-old student, daughter, son, whatever, shows up at the desk one day and says, hey, I identify as a male, I identify as a female, I'm going to start using the bathrooms, I'm over 12, so you can't call my parents. Okay, you can't do anything to out me to any of my family members. So I'm supposed to take the word of a 12-year-old, because, you know, they never lie, they never play practical jokes or any of that stuff. And that's it. So now we've even got fathers on the Dem side going, whoa, wait a minute, whoa, I'm not so sure I'm good with this. Well, you put these people in office. And so, you know, I go on to say, he signs the transgender order. You know, why didn't he make it okay for private schools? Heck, how about all government restrooms, right? In every state. He's got the authority to come up with rules in the federal buildings across the country. Let him do that first, right? What do you think? And you know, because it's a political move, that's why. They think they're going to use this against the Republicans, just like they think they're trying to with Benghazi. They're trying to say, look how long they've been investigating nothing, nothing, nothing. No, there's been plenty. The email server was found out because of Benghazi. He thinks there's enough Americans on his side on this one, but he's wrong. He's dead wrong on this one. Well, on this one and many others. And I'm glad he's done it. I'm glad he's finally poked these people. You know, he hasn't figured out. Wasn't he a constitutional professor or something along those lines? Or we like to think he was? Now, last May, the Obama administration threatened to withdraw special funding to pay for hospitals and doctors for impoverished citizens if the state in question did not comply, with the Affordable Care Act. So Florida, Tennessee, Texas, Kansas, and a few others sued the Obama administration. And guess what? They won. And you know what the full Supreme Court said? You can't threaten a state by saying, I'll take your money away if you don't do this. You can't do it. It's illegal. So the thing I don't understand is, in this edict that he's come out, not even a law, in this edict he's come out with, he said, if you don't do this, I'm going to hold back money. But wasn't he just told he couldn't do that? And it wasn't specific. The Supreme Court was very general about it. You cannot hold back money from a state and threatening them to do something you wanted them to do. It's really that simple. He continues to bypass Congress. He continues to bypass the Constitution. He ignores the Supreme Court. He's either extremely defiant or he has a mental issue. One of the two. It's like he sees himself as all-knowing, all-seeing. He's just perfect. My tip for the day for those of you who hang out near him, move away. Because when that bolt of lightning hits, it's going to be a problem. And you need to move far away, you know what I'm saying? So this story posted this morning, it's got 103 comments on this particular story. And the vile from the left, because I choose to publicly criticize the press. Well, where else would you... Where else would you criticize the president of these United States? From your closet? Where else would you do it? What do you think our founding fathers had in mind? Why do you think the whole reason behind the First Amendment, the whole reason behind freedom of speech, the whole reason for it was not so you could swear at the cop on the street, not so you could say whatever you wanted to say to somebody. That wasn't their mindset. It was so you could speak out against the government without reprisal. Why don't you go read your history books? And then a couple of morons in the Post, when God is brought up. God, I got to learn the English all over again. When God's brought up, because somebody says that in their schools today, they can't even say God bless you anymore. And they're right. There are some schools that have banned God bless you when somebody sneezes or something like that. Right, so when God's brought up, these uneducated fools talk about how our founding fathers didn't want anything to do with religion. They were not religious people. I don't know what revisionist history books they have. I have no idea. Right? I don't know where these people come off saying, and they can't prove any of it. I mean, we've got letter after letter after letter from our founding fathers on how they felt about the law. We have letters, about God and about religion. And if they didn't want religion, why was the first book they agreed to publish and pay for, why was that the Bible? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Corey joins us next hour. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yeah, this is a bad dream, ain't it? Bring back the 70s. I'm John, the senior host. You listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, thank you for being with me today. You know, I know I've been hanging on a little bit too long, but kind of on purpose. Because I want you, this is just a microcosm. Now, maybe because I'm a little more well-known around the parts that I live in. But it's just what people say, again, they want to take away your free speech. You know, and again, some of them say, well, it's just because you're an elected official. Well, I'm an elected official. It doesn't go away. I still have a right to speak about my God. I still have a right to speak about my politics. I still have a right to speak about what I like and don't like. And to show you how bigoted and small-minded you are. All right? When I, as a trustee or a teacher at a school or anything along those lines, I shouldn't shut up. Because that's what we're supposed to do. Freedom of speech allows you to speak out against the government. I should be allowed to protest the president. You're going to feel the same way if we get a Republican president? Can I browbeat you not to say anything about the president? Because a lot of you that I know that are responding in that room, you had a whole bunch of things to say about President George W. But that was okay. See, that's what makes you a hypocrite. I spoke out negatively about George W., and I've spoken out negatively about Mr. Obama. Right? I'm really into equal treatment, unlike you. And when you see those comments, it's hilarious. If you have a minute, go check them out. Seriously. You're going to sit there and scratch your head and go, what are they talking? What story did they read? So, again, don't let these people slow you down. Make sure you hit them with facts so they can't, you know, back you into a corner at all. And just go get them. Hey, Chicago! You guys, I hear everything. It's not? Oh, that's right, too. I'm sorry. I got it backwards. The city that has the toughest gun laws in the country. You heard me. Toughest. Not kind of sort of tough. Toughest gun laws in the country. All right? Since January 1st, come on, take a guess in the chat room. Let's see how smart you guys really are. Since January 1st, how many shooting victims do you think they had? Right? I am amazed. Let me see if I can find... I'm going to look up the I'll give you a second to respond to that, okay? But I can only imagine. Let me see. Shooting deaths. since January 2016. I know. Who else talks and types at the same time on a live radio? Me. I do. So let's see. Shootings occurred, yada, yada, yada. Hey, then since 16. Okay, let me see. 385. What are you drinking? Molasses? Oh, no, that's way low. Come on, we're talking Chicago where there's no guns. I will tell you that the murder rate is up 72% from last year. No. Not the shooting rate. All right? No. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm confusing you. I'm talking about the death rate in my second part of the comment. First part of the comment. How many shooting victims has there been since January 1st to May 17th? No, you're not going to look because I'm going to tell you what it is. It's 1,283. So as of May 17th, in a city with no guns, with the toughest gun laws in the country, it's 1,283 shootings as of May 17th, okay? They had almost 3,000 shooting victims from January 1st, 2015 to December 31st, 2015. What do you think of that? The city doesn't allow guns. You can't bring guns in the city. So all those law-abiding citizens apparently didn't get the memo and started shooting each other up, right? Because, you know, that's what law-abiding citizens do, don't they? You know, I know it's asinine. What do you want from me? 72%. You there? And it's seen, let me see, the city has seen over 141 murders so far this year compared to 82 murders at the same time last year. I think I know somebody cheated and got his numbers. Police reported almost 680 shootings this year compared to with 360 last year. Violent crime, Chicago Police Department reported 470 murders in 2015, a 12.5% increase from the year before that. And there were 2,000 shootings, 2,900 shootings in 2015, 13% more than the year before. So apparently, when you have tough gun laws, it takes a little while, but the crime rate actually rises. What do you think of that? I mean, these people are brain dead. The people that run these cities are brain dead. And for those of you who let them run the cities, I don't know who's more brain dead, you or them. Really, every year your crime rate rises and you keep voting them back in? What do you, I get it. Because any D is better any day of the week, right? If they got a D in front of their name? Is that how it works? Unreal. I just don't get how you think. I don't get, matter of fact, you can't be thinking. Right? There's no way you could be thinking. Because I consider some of you I know, very, very smart, very intelligent people. And you keep voting the same people in to cause you trouble. Good luck with that. All right, let's see what I can come up with. Germany and the EU legalize. You ready for this one? This is not an onion story either. Okay, and some of you know what that is. Hey, please don't have any liquid in your mouth. I don't want you to burn yourself or, you know, blow it all over the floor. The Germany and the EU are setting up, getting ready to legalize pedophilia. And with it, child pornography. No joke, dead serious. Now, booklets from a subsidiary of German government ministry for family affairs encourage parents to sexually massage their children as young as 1 to 3 years of age. The 240-page booklet's entitled Love Body and Playing Doctor by the German Federal Health Education Center are aimed at parents. The first addresses children from 1 to 3, and the other children from 4 to 6 years of age. Now, fathers do not devote enough attention to the female parts of their daughters. I don't even know. These can't be real doctors. They've got to be phony doctors, right? Come on, think about it. Their caresses too seldom pertain to the region, the private parts regions. While this is the only way that the girls can develop a sense of pride in their sex, that's how the booklet reads, or one excerpt from the booklet, and that's regarding 1 to 3 year olds. The authors rationalize the child touches all parts of their father's body, sometimes arousing him. The father should do the same. Go on, let that sink in. These are doctors. Und diese Psychologists, yeah. Why do some people still vote for those people? I won't even say what I want to say. Next time we must all vote our local nationalist political party to restore normality. Canadian author and public speaker Michael O'Brien, who has written and spoken extensively about the crisis culture in the West, spoke to LifeSite News about the shocking, extremely disturbing phenomenon, he said. State-encouraged incest is basically what you're talking about. They're talking about fathers caressing and massaging. This is sick. It's a real hard story for me to clean up. That's how bad it is. Oh, and Germany, one of the most civilized countries there, right? Now, the imposed social revolution that has swept the Western world is moving to a new stage as it works out the logical consequences of its views of man's values, said O'Brien. Now, no. We'll finish this up on the other side. I had to read it. You're going to hear the rest of it. I'm Joe Bacini, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit.
If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Pleasure to have you here with me. This is the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, hop up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. No, there really are. A gazillion and three. It's a real number. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Look, really, truly, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen, I take the poll. There's a bunch of things going on up there that you can partake of or be part of, if you would. You know, some of these stories want to make me go throw up. I'm sure they make you want to go throw up, too. And we're doing it, you know, they're enlightened people over there in Germany, are they not? At least so I'm told. And the EU is getting behind this as well. And basically what it is they're getting ready to approve or legalize pedophilia. There's no way, along with child pornography, but there's no way to they're talking about dads massaging their female daughters' private parts so that their daughters can have pride in their sex. Apparently, I'm just not educated enough to understand this. Seriously. This imposed social revolution has swept the Western world, is moving to a new stage here. You know, remember, everything that happens in Europe or Canada eventually starts to wander its way down here. Now, the pamphlet advises parents to permit young children... unlimited self-pleasuring time. Except where physical injury becomes apparent. children should learn that there's no such thing as shameful parts to the body. And I don't know if I ever taught my kids there were shameful parts to the body, but I'm sure I taught my kids that there were things you were going to do to your body that weren't right. Why do you keep voting these people in? I mean, are the German people for this? Are the EU people for this? Now, it's hard to read this because I've got to clean it up for you, right? Now, another product of this program. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. Another product of the book is a songbook aimed at children of 4 and slightly older, which includes several songs espousing pleasuring oneself. The songbook entitled Nose, Belly, and Bum includes one song with the following lyrics. When I touch my body, I discover what I have. I have a blank because I'm a girl. And my blank is not only for peeing, when I touch it, I feel a pleasant tingle. You should also teach your children about the movements for copulation. The wiser, deeper position of most civilizations recognize that children need a period of innocence, said one psychologist. Now, the German state is encouraging destruction of the same innocence. You know, maybe they should, you know what, maybe they should open the gates to let the refugees in. Because this is not going to happen with them. You know, this philosophy that has no moral values is what's killing us. Killing humanity, not just Americans, killing humans as a whole. There's no boundaries. There's no guidelines. If it feels good, do it. If you think it's right, it must be. Well, it's not. Oh, I can't read any more of this. I'm going to drive myself crazy. But basically, it's talking about teaching your kids, parents. Forget reading math, reading, writing, and arithmetic. We should teach our kids how to pleasure themselves. What the human body is all about. How they should be touched. Dads should be teaching their daughters how they should be touched. I'm sorry. Then fire me. I would make a lousy dad if that was the job. Yeah, I would fail. And then to top all of this off, the next exciting thing. There's an article in National Review this week. Talks about blaming parents for millennials and their fragility. Now, these snowflakes, they're not harmless. They're really, think about some of the issues that they caused, some of the problems they've caused. The writer goes on to say, it's hard to doubt that legendarily entitled millennial social justice warriors will finally go too far. Now, they won't go too far. Because the touchy-feelies on the left won't allow, you know, they're not going to allow them to feel bad, right? That's what most of this is about to begin with. Will they go too far, though? You think we can push, they can try to push us too far? And not even The Onion will be able to sufficiently parody their aggressive fragility. Now, in a campus culture saturated with controversy, what do we have to have? You have to have trigger warnings. You know, all these microaggressions that make them crazy. Brown University's got something special going on there, though. Even some of Brown's coddling administrators had to shake their heads at the students' response to a debate between leftist feminist Jessica Valenti and Libertarian Wendy McElroy. A campus debate is usually a tame enough event, but this debate could deal with the alleged campus rape crisis. Now, McElroy was expected to depart from the college orthodoxy and dissent from the myth that women at American colleges are uniquely in danger of being raped. To help students recuperate from the debate, student activists set up a safe space. Recuperate from the event. From a debate. I'm sorry, they're not snowflakes. No, really, you're giving them way too much credit. The Safe Space featured coloring books, cookies, Play-Doh, and videos of puppies. You know what I would have loved to have done? You guys are going to kill me. No, but it would have been great. And we could, you know, you could have done it in CGI or something if it made you feel better. No, they should be wanting, you know, can you imagine they've played with their Play-Doh, they've had their cookies, they've had their milk, now they're watching videos of puppies, and have a car come out of nowhere and, like, they hit, like, three of them. You could do it CGI. Okay, I'm not suggesting we kill real dogs. Right? They'd have to be in a safe space for the next 10 years of their lives at that point. Think about this, though. Brown University. They basically put together a case daycare center for their college students. A mental daycare center. What is it with these people? Conservatives often alternate between laughing at the millennials and expressing alarm. I am there too. I laugh and express alarm at the same time. Viral videos show the campus meltdowns in living color and students so eager to demonstrate their tolerance they can't bring themselves. I mean, just out of their minds. Right? One white male on stage is so dangerous. I didn't know we had that kind of power. A 5'9" white male is wrong. And just brings so much to the table, so much negativity to the table. They can't handle it. Now, when you attack millennial activists and their administrative enablers, right, we get mislabeled, don't we? Haters. Phobes. I'm sure there's a millennial phobe coming up. Millennophobe. How's that? Right? And then when they attack the stage or they attack a conservative, all of a sudden they're not so fragile anymore, are they? Anyway. Yeah, again, I go back to, I know I'm going to get some of you parents mad at me. You've raised these children. You've allowed them to believe that the world revolves around them. You've allowed them to believe to a big degree that they can do no wrong. There's been no consequences while they've been living at home for years. Other than mommy's mad at them. Daddy's mad at them. So what? These are the kids that were hiding behind your skirts when new people came into the picture and you couldn't make them come out and face those people saying, hi, glad to meet you. Or even your little 5 or 6 year old, yank them from around your skirt. You know, be respectful to this person. It's just a bunch of craziness. And you're allowing, you're feeding in, you're helping these kids make this happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends and loved ones about it. Get the message out. I want to see more people in the chat room, more messages during the show. Joe@therealside.com. That's Joe@therealside.com. We have a lot going on, a lot coming up. Hey, our mad black man from Baltimore joins us right after the first break into the second hour. That's Corey Duncan from Baltimore. He's going to let us know what's going on with the street and how they, plenty of things that they screwed up in Baltimore lately with the six-man police. The trial on the six policemen, that was just great. The move they made this week was just perfect. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.